I want to talk about 10 min halachas here about touching your Megillah. If you have a Megillah on a cloth, are you allowed to touch the Megillah without Netilas Yadayim? There is a Gemara in Maseches Megillah where the Gemara tells us, Am Rabbi Parnach, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Oche Sefer Torah Arum, Nikbar Arum, that anyone who holds a Sefer Torah unclothed is going to be buried unclothed. So Tosfos over there writes that what does it mean? It means obviously not literally that it's going to be Nikbar Arum, but it means below Osa Mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says, that it's without that Mitzvah. What does it mean without that Mitzvah? So Tosfos writes that Yesh Mefarshim, that without the Mitzvahs Achiza, that a person who holds a Sefer Torah with hands that are unclothed, with hands that don't have any cloth on them, and he just touches the Sefer Torah directly, is going to be buried without the Mitzvah of holding a Sefer Torah, whatever mitzvah that is, of holding the Sefer Torah. But says Tosfos, obviously, if you do it wrong, you're not doing it right. You're not getting that mitzvah. So what would be the chiddush of the Gemara to tell me that you nikbar without that mitzvah? So therefore, Tosfos writes, the kach pirish riva, below osa mitzvah sha'asa ba'osa sha'a. No, it means whatever mitzvah you're doing while you're holding the Sefer Torah, not only the mitzvah of holding the Sefer Torah itself, but let's say you're doing kriyas ha'Torah while you're holding the Sefer Torah with bare hands, that you're not going to get the mitzvah of kriyas ha'Torah then. If you're doing whatever mitzvah, maybe you're doing hagba, galila, while holding the Sefer Torah with bare hands, then you won't get the mitzvah of hagba, the mitzvah of galila. That's how Tosfos says is the explanation of Nikbar Arum. Now the Mordechai in the Os Tav Tav Lamed Daled writes that if a person, however, does Netilas Yadayim and he doesn't have a Hesach Hadas, he washes his hands and then he touches the Sefer Torah without having a Hesach Hadas in between his washing and his touching of the Sefer Torah, then it's going to be mutter, then it's not a problem. So the Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Mem Zayin then writes, after he quotes this Mordechai, he says that must be what the Ashkenazim are somechan, she'ochsim Sefer Torah Arum b'shah she'magbiim oso laharos haksav la'am. That must be what the Ashkenazim are somechan when they all hold the Sefer Torah with bare hands at the time that they do Hagba to show it to everybody. Umiyu matzasi kasa b'shem Sefer Aguda da'afilu samach l'netila ka'amar. He says, but I found in the Sefer Aguda that even after you wash, if you didn't eat, and even if you didn't have Hesach Hadas, still you shouldn't touch the Sefer Torah Arum. So the Rama, it's interesting, the Beis Yosef is quoting that this is the minhag of the Ashkenazim. The minhag of the Ashkenazim, when they do Hagba, they hold the Sefer Torah with bare hands. Says the Rama in Darkei Moshe and Sifkat and Beis, I am a descendant of these Ashkenazim that you're talking about, says the Rama. I'm an actual Ashkenazi, real living Ashkenazi. You know, I know a little bit about minhag Ashkenaz, the Rama says, and I've never seen this minhag of holding the Sefer Torah with bare hands. That we're very careful not to touch a Sefer Torah Arum. Very important for us, he says, when it comes to other Kisvei HaKodesh, when it comes to other books of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, whatever, that we're not careful about at all. But when it comes to the Sefer Torah, which is the exact case the Gemara spoke about, of Ochei Sefer Torah Arum, that we're extremely careful about. Now, it's difficult to understand what exactly is going on over here. What do you mean? At the time of Hagba, you're touching the cloth of the Sefer Torah Arum? How did Beis Yosef envision the Ashkenazi Hagba? That they're holding it by the cloth? They're holding the cloth without bare hands? So if you look in the Bach, in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin writes that he Pirish Kore B'Torah Tzorich Lechos Ba'amudei HaTorah B'Shas Bracha, that when you read from the Torah, you're supposed to hold on to the pillars of the Sefer Torah at the time of the Bracha V'Kore, and that's how you read K'dol Sof Siman Kuf Lam Tes Osulo Lechos Ba'amudei HaSefer B'Lomit Pachas, that that's what the Beis Yosef was referring to, that you're not even allowed to hold the amudim of the Sefer without a cloth on your hand. And that's the minhag Ashkenaz Beis Yosef was referring to, that at the time of Hagba, they wouldn't put any cloth over their hand, they would just hold the Sefer Torah with bare hands, but not touching the cloth. It wasn't about touching the cloth. Now maybe when the Rama says that I never saw this minhag Ashkenaz, the Rama understood that the minhag Beis Yosef was describing was touching the cloth. But certainly the minhag Ashkenaz does seem to be that we hold the amudim of the Sefer Torah without any cloth in between. Every once in a while you see someone who's makvid about this, but generally speaking, people are not makvid about this, and they do hold the amudim of the Sefer Torah without any cloth in between. Now, the Rama added that other point, though, that our minig is only to be makbid about Sifrei Torah, but not to be makbid about other Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, why would that be the case? Meaning, Mestama, this relates to the Kedusha of Kisvei HaKodesh, and therefore we shouldn't be metame. We shouldn't touch with tame hands. We shouldn't touch with hands that didn't have a Netilas Yadayim. So in Shulchan Aruch, in some Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Al, Shulchan Aruch says, Asul Lecha Sefer Torah Arum Belomet Pachas, and the Rama says, V'yesh Omrim Duadin Shar Kisvei HaKodesh. That the Aguda and the Bali Atosos write that the same is true for other Kisvei HaKodesh, but the Rama says, V'lo na'agu kein, our minig is not to be makbid about other kisvei kodesh. V'tov lahachmir imlo natal yadav, but he says it's best to be machmir if you didn't wash your hands. Now Beis Yosef thought it's best to be machmir even if you did wash your hands, not to touch any kisvei kodesh. The Rama says no. For us, it's best to be machmir if you didn't wash your hands, but if you washed your hands, then it's okay. But the Rama says, by a Sefer Torah, even if you washed your hands, it's a problem. You shouldn't touch a Sefer Torah with bare hands, even if you've washed your hands. So says the Rama, it says the Mishnah Berurah rather, in Sifkat and Gimel, v'davka k'sheksuv mashuris ala klafu b'diyo k'sefer Torah. What do we mean? Ideally, we should be machmir to wash our hands before we touch Sfarim. I have open in front of me right now, Torah Beis Yosef and other Sfarim. So is it an issur for me to touch these Sfarim because I didn't wash my hands? Says Mishnah Berurah, no, it's only if it's on cloth, it's with proper ink. But Sfarim Shalanu, Sheinich Tavim Bof and Zeh, our Sfarim that are not written in this way, Lukulei Alma Mutter, everyone would say that's Mutter, even without a Netilas Yadayim. But he says, if you know for sure that Naga B'Makam HaTinofes, Yesh La'achmir, if you know for sure that your hands touch something dirty, then you should not touch Sfarim, even regular Sfarim, with unwashed hands. And then in Sifkat and Dal, the Mishnah Berurah says that even those that are written on cloth, like he says, Kigon Megillah, the minig is to be makil, but Tov La'achmir, to wash your hands first. So a lot of people don't realize this. Before we take out our Megillahs, Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, if you have a real Megillah, if you're not just reading from a Chumash, you have a real Megillah, you have a Megillah written on cloth, person is supposed to wash his hands before touching the Megillah. Now, what if you don't? Okay, if you don't, it's not the end of the world. The Rama says that we're not so makmid by other Kisvei HaKodesh, so it's not the end of the world, but it seems to be ideal that one should be makmid. Tzitz Eliezer is a tshuva in Chelik Yotes, Simen Samach Zayin, where he was asked, Madua ha'olam lo nagu lizar bazeh. Why is it if, after all, Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah write that we should be makmid not to touch a Megillas Esther, why is it, and the Chassam Sofer writes that he, in the name of his Rebbe, the tzaddik of Nassen Adler, that Rav Nassan Adler was very careful about this. Why is it that the Minhag Olam seems not to be all that careful about this? So he quotes Tshuvas HaRadvaz, where the Radvaz writes, Dilemande Mefarish Kesha Sefer Orum. He says there's a discussion in how to understand that Gemara. Ha'ocha Sefer Torah Kshehu Orum. To hold the Sefer Torah Kishahu, when what's Arum? When we are Arum or when the Sefer is Arum? So when the Sefer doesn't have something on it. So those who say Kishah Sefer Arum, Dafka Sefer Torah, maybe that's only true of a Sefer Torah, Kipshat HaLashon. Avol Shar Kisvei HaKodesh Mutu La'uchsam K'shein Arumim V'chein HaMedvar. And the Radvaz writes, but if that's the case, then by other Svarim, it would be absolutely Mutter. And then the Tzitz Eliezer quotes the Chuvas HaLachos Ketanos, who says, Zek Klal Gadol Shehayom Musad biyodenu im alacha rofefes biyodcha puk chazi maya madavar ki pashatu asher ba'avas Hashem esamu yisol yasim michshol midarcheihem. If you ever want to know what to do, you're not sure what the proper mode of behavior is, you have to go look and see what people do. Ya HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not allow the Ashkacha to happen, that all of Klal Yisrael does the wrong thing, that observant Jews do the wrong thing. And even though it may seem like a Das Yachid that we're relying on, it wouldn't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow it to that Klal Yisrael all relies on a Das Yachid that's incorrect La'alacha if it was really Dachwe from Alacha. So he says, especially over here in this situation, it's not only a Yachid, Kama V'Kama Migdolei HaPoskim hold this way, that you're allowed to touch the Kisvei HaKodesh with hands that are unclothed without any cloth on your hands, and therefore he says we have what to be sumich on when it comes to that. Now, if a person, let's say, touches his Megillah in middle of his Seuda, so Chayyadim says, so then he has to wash his hands again afterwards, because not only do you have to wash your hands before you touch the Megillah, but Kisvei HaKodesh are Metamei Yasei Yadayim as well. The halach is, when you touch Kisvei HaKodesh, that itself is Metamei Yer Yadayim. So if you want to eat after you, so we eat, we wash to eat bread anyway, but if you're in the middle of eating bread and you took out your Megillah, you wanted a darshan, something in the Megillah, and you took out your Megillah, you would need to wash again afterwards, according to the Chayyadim. Mishra Brura in Simon Kuf Samachay in the Bir Alacha is cholik on that, and he says, no, you already washed at the beginning of the meal, so we're not gozer that it's going to be metameh your yadayim anymore. It's only by truma they were gozer, but not by stam yadayim. But he says, maybe lechachila, it's nachon lizayir, not to touch a Megillah in the middle of your su'uda. So that's the double issue. So first of all, the issue of whether one can touch the Megillah without washing their hands first, and it seems the halacha that lechachila one should avoid doing so, but b'di'evit, it's certainly not the end of the world. The Rama seems to say that the minhag was that way for many years, that people would touch without washing their hands, but certainly lechachila we should try our best, and maybe lechachila also not to bring out our Megillah in the middle of our meal, and if we do, at least as a matter of lechachila, to try to wash our hands afterwards as well.